Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Griffiths is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is a fairly new member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of 13 Ways. He's the author of an outstanding book called 13 Ways to Kill Your Community, and he's called a community therapist. He helps communities get their act together, get their cornflakes together, and he's here to talk to us about that. Doug, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back on the show, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Doug, and by the way, he's joining us all the way from Alberta, Canada. Doug, I was telling the audience before you got here that if you think about the 20th century, there was so much that we created, and there's so much progress that we made. But pretty much from one end of the century to the other, at least up until, say the very end, let's say the first 90, 95 years, there really wasn't much difference in that decade, I mean, that century, other than scale. We made things bigger, faster. We made more of them. We improved the lives of people. We grew wealth. But there wasn't that much of a disruption. We were sort of building out the country, almost kind of building out the infrastructure, and that sort of thing. And all the technology, all the innovation that we saw, was pretty much, oh yeah, I get that. That makes sense. The new innovations never really tripped us up or caused us any concern. In fact, we liked the new innovation. I think the 21st century is and is going to increasingly be not like that at all. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's going to be exponentially challenging for us to deal with because the growth and change is coming at us exponentially. The best way that I describe to people is that humanity has really had right now about four ages. I mean, we were hunters and gatherers for 30,000 years. And when we learned how to chase down large animals, that's how we fed ourselves and nothing changed for 30,000 years. And then we invented agriculture 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And when we did, I mean, it hasn't changed significantly in that 5,000 years and our lives didn't change, marginal increments, but not significantly. And then people forget
house,
that the third age is
a modern
industrial
house
revolution.
Is just a fancy cave, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And a computer,
yeah,
a computer is just a fancy wheel.
Yeah, 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 except they go pretty fast, the wheels do these days. And so, I mean, 300 years ago, we had the Industrial Revolution, and so many of us think that the world we live in now has always been that way, and it's only 300 years ago that we invented the steam engine. And now we're in the fourth age, the technological age, and that's only 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's coming at us so.
And that age is getting long in the tooth too. It's being replaced by the information age, where
yes,
you can leverage information, not just digital stuff, but leverage information. And
well, the cell phones we had 16 years ago were, I remember the StarTAC phone that came out. You know, it was that flip phone that was more like Star Trek, and it was cutting edge and amazing.
Yeah.
16 years ago, you could put 10 cell numbers in it. And now you walk around with the entire world at your fingertips
right.
on our new phone.
Magic,
right?
It's a magic wand.
Yeah, yeah, it feels like it.
So this is going to impact, and so the rest of what I said in the earlier segment was that communities, we can no longer presume that the community we were born in or that we live in is going to grow and just get bigger and better the way the communities did in the 20th century. There are going to be disruptions that's going to change the way people live coming up in the next 60, 70 years.
Yeah, in fact, I do another presentation called Everything's About to Change, where I focus specifically on disruptions and how they're going to impact communities in healthcare and education, in their housing, even the way they design their downtowns. We still have economic development initiatives that are working on attracting commodity businesses to our downtowns, and we're focused on that. Yet,
right.
We can't compete against Amazon and the internet anymore. We need to return to designing downtowns in our communities that are focused on socialization and services. And
humans, I always tell people, remember this: you got two colliding forces. One is the digital stuff, the digital leverage, and the other force is humanity, the high touch stuff.
Yeah.
And you can quantum leap the digital. You can make it. You can turn it into whatever you want to turn into. You can become quantum computers, but human beings will still be analog, and will still be the one thing that won't change in all that progress.
Right. And so our minds aren't always able to keep up. I mean, you pointed out in your book about ethics, and
yeah.
I mean, we're going to have challenges, even communication and education. I don't think a lot of people realize the way Google is set up, that it tries to give you results that you're looking for. That's the way the search engine works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I use this analogy. I'm from Canada, so I hope no one takes offense to this, but if you Google Donald Trump, and one site comes up and says he's an idiot, and another one comes up and says he's brilliant, depending on what you click on, mm-hmm. it will then say, oh, you want to know more information about how great Donald Trump is, or how awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then it keeps giving information saying he's wonderful. Or if you click on the one where you don't like him, it keeps giving information you don't like him. And all it's doing is dividing us more, because we wind up confirming what we already believe. And we're not necessarily utilizing all of that information and technology to make ourselves better. We're using it to confirm our pre-established mm-hmm. biases, we need to add that sort of understanding into our education system, so young people are more aware of what's out there.
Well, that's exactly
right. Deliberately
seeking
diversity.
And it's really taking a toll on the younger generations, because they don't have any previous experience with just having to there was a time when we got the news and we had to make up our own mind. Now we have, as you say, now we have people helping us make up our mind. And the young generations, they don't have any experience with that, do they?
No, they don't. And we have to work it into our education system to make sure that they do have the understanding.
Yeah.
But it's not just the younger generation, it's happening to older folks too. I mean,
I agree.
Look at the Flat Earth Society. Their membership is growing exponentially, and they have three MBA stars that have declared
And Doug, we meet three times a week, by the way. You should join us sometime. Hey, Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
13ways.ca, 13ways.ca.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.